This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Tyke. Thanks so much for tuning in today. All this week, we're examining the impact food, growing, manufacturing, and related businesses has on our economy. As we've noted, 1 in 10 jobs in Wisconsin is linked to agriculture. But when you consider the important sectors of the economy in the Milwaukee area, few among us think about food manufacturing, but some are working to change that. Shelley Jurowitz is Vice President of Economic Development for the Milwaukee 7. She's also a former food scientist, and she helped prepare a report for the organization that quantifies exactly how important food-related industries are to our region. Welcome to Lake Effect.
Thanks for inviting me.
What was the catalyst for this work? Why did the Milwaukee 7 decide to take a closer look and take stock of the food and beverage industry?
Sure. Let me take just a step back. The Milwaukee 7 is a 7-county regional economic development collaborative, and we had commissioned Deloitte Consulting back in 2008 to look at the industry strength that we had here in the Milwaukee region. So then when we put together a strategy to attract and expand business, grow jobs, payroll, capital investment here in the Milwaukee region, we weren't putting out a shotgun approach. We were really very strategic in what we were doing. And they came up with 3 target industries for us to go after. One was automation, controls, and power. And you'll see the success of Ingateam, the wind turbine manufacturer in the valley. The next was water industries, which obviously there's a lot of prevalence here around that. And then the third was food and beverage manufacturing.
And this is an area, that third area, is really seems to fly below a lot of people's radar.
Yeah, it's been surprising the response and the calls we've received since the report has gotten out. People just, I think, didn't put 2 and 2 together. They see the strength in agriculture that we have here, but that doesn't necessarily translate into understanding what we have for manufacturing.
Well, and so then give us a scope for how important this industry is to the local economy.
Well, when you look at manufacturing as a whole, it's not going away as much as people might think it is. There's a next generation of manufacturing that's occurring. So it's still really a sweet spot for us, and it still represents 17% of our employment base. Of that 17%, 9% of that comes into food and beverage manufacturing. So $590 million annual payroll, about 15,000 employees, just over 250 food manufacturers here in the 7 counties of the Milwaukee region.
Is it a more stable part of the manufacturing economy than other parts? I mean, people often think about food as maybe recession-proof.
Yeah, definitely the conversations I've having with business leader in this sector, it's clearly something that doesn't go away, and it's only going to get bigger. And I think our trick is how do we make sure that our manufacturers in this space are really playing towards the consumer trends and consumer interests that are occurring so that we stay relevant in the food business. But yeah, it's a real sweet spot for us, so it's exciting to see it on the table.
This is the notion that Milwaukee, while its historic strengths have been things like brewing and sausage making, it can't just be brewing and sausage making.
Yeah, correct. We actually have incredible strength in the food ingredients area. So if you take in our locally grown, our agriculture, and then the food ingredients of flavors, seasonings, sauces, that's what makes up our food. So the fact that we've got such a breadth of ingredients here, I think, makes it kind of a no-brainer for us to be playing in this space.
Are we unique in that way? Is there something specific to this region that makes food and beverage represent this size of the manufacturing economy, or would we see this reflected in other places as well?
Well, I think you're going to see it generally in the Midwest, and clearly food manufacturing is becoming more localized. But we do seem to have a prevalence of food ingredients manufacturers that I think offer a unique value proposition if you're looking to expand or grow your food business. And I think in conjunction with that, we have incredible strength in the talent base that goes along with that industry. Throw in the water. Many food processors use a lot of water. You put all that together and you start to see this is a space that we should be actively promoting and consuming.
Do we know why southeastern Wisconsin is the magnet that it is for this part of the food and beverage industry?
We don't know that specifically. We have commissioned John Goerda to write a history for us. We'll have that right around Thanksgiving time. So we're very excited to see what he comes up with so we can start to follow those threads of manufacturing to understand how we ended up with this specific concentration.
Well, and so then when you are reaching out to businesses that are thinking of relocating here or expanding here, what is the case that this data that you've been able to come back with, what case does that allow you to make?
Well, I think it happens on a few fronts. We talked just previously about our talent strength, and I think every manufacturer, every business is concerned about their workforce. And we have a concentration of talent within this specific industry that is well over two times the national average. So if you're looking to have an operation here, we have the talent base, the workforce to support that. Our water rates are incredibly affordable. So, again, if you're a business that has a heavy water component to your food processing, we fare very well in that area. We've got the food science expertise coming out of the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So I think you start to put all that together, the real estate options we have, it really puts us in a position where we should be out there aggressively promoting what we have.
Do you think it's been underdone, if you will, in the past?
I like to say I had my V8 moment when doing this, the old knock on the side of the head, that it is kind of surprising now that we're into it this deeply that we weren't more aware of it earlier. But sometimes you don't know what you don't know.
Why was food science the area that you originally went into?
Well, I know, similar to why we're focusing on it now, going to school, I knew that people had to eat. And then I just found it fascinating. How does the food that we love to eat actually get made and produced? I actually grew up on a popcorn farm, so food has been a part of my life since early on. So I've always loved it.
You grew up on a popcorn farm?
Popcorn farm.
Huh.
Didn't know they existed, did you?
Well, it's a lot like this story that you stop to consider that like everything that you eat has to originate someplace.
Exactly.
And so it makes sense that there are farms that grow popcorn. Does popcorn on the cob look any different than any other corn?
Yes, it does. The kernel's whiter and comes to a point at the end of the kernel.
Did you get tired of popcorn by the time you were?
Never. We actually would have it for breakfast. We'd put milk and sugar on it.
Really?
Yes.
That was a little angle to the story I didn't know I was going into, but that's fascinating. Well, Shelley Jurowitz, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Shelley Jurowitz is Vice President of Economic Development for the Milwaukee 7. The organization has just issued a report on the Milwaukee region's food and beverage manufacturing industry. It is a diverse industry, as we'll learn after the break when we hear about why three vastly different companies all call the Milwaukee area home. This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio.